Here we go. All right, everybody. Thanks. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's our New Year's Eve live stream. This is the second year that we've done this. We've got a ton of stuff to go over today, and we are going to crush it. We've got, obviously, Russ and Stubbs, and we've got Rapid here with us. We're going over a bunch of Game of the Year stuff. We've got a whole bunch of stuff. We're talking about wrap-ups, and we're giving away a crap ton of handhelds for those of you who participate in the Patreon champion stuff. Game of the Month Club. So let's get into it. Rapid, what's going on, man?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our annual New Year's Eve giveaway slash stream slash all the fun annual stuff. This will also be our first annual, meaning that next we'll have another one. Game of the Year Awards. So we'll be going over all the cool Game of the Month stuff that that you guys all voted for and participated in. So I also have some exciting announcements concerning that and the RPG of the quarter that everyone has been asking about.
Yeah, we finally put that together.
Of course, the most exciting part is if you participated at least a little bit in the server, you get a chance to win some cool shit.
That's right. So we have our Patreon away, Thor. For the points. We have the Game of the Month stuff. For every game that you completed, you got a point. And then for every two Game of the Weeks that you completed, because Rapid did that and streamed that quite a bit this year, you get another point. So in the coming year, in 2023, if you want to get in on this sweet, sweet handheld prize action, that's how you do it. Get involved in the Patreon if you don't have time. I get it. All right. I'm over 30. You know, I don't have the time necessarily. And maybe play some games. Check it out.
Absolutely. And we are so excited to get started. We have just so many things to talk about, give away. I'm excited for this random wheel that Thor is going to be pushing. So that's always fun. Hits
Dude,
that nice on a dozen.
I've spent the last 2 hours setting this up. All right. We have 168 total entries. So
wow.
And you put the points in. This took a long time. I had to go through the list. There's Will Mass. He was just asking if he's on the list. Yes, you are. Man, it took a while here. So we're going to get started here on this in just a minute. Russ, how are you doing, man?
I'm good. I just got back from vacation in California, and so I'm getting back into the groove of actually making videos again. I've posted a couple since I got back, but man, it is hard. When you take like 3 weeks off, you like kind of don't want to go back to work. And I figured, if I'm going to do a job that I love, then I'll just be able to jump right into it. No, it was rough. I just want to watch movies.
I like that you came back in and started with the GKD Mini Plus just to get that out of the way. Just to get that.
Yeah. I was just like, you know what? Let's just get this one out and so I can work on the stuff I want to do. So.
Exactly. Yeah, I know. I canceled my pre-order after watching that video, I will say. So.
Yeah. I mean, there's got to be bad handhelds too, you know?
There does.
They can't all be winners. They can't all be, you know, Odins.
I just realized today that
my personal handheld of the year, but
Right. Yeah, I know. Mine is the Steam Deck, but I realized we didn't even discuss the Odroid Go Ultra really at all. It came out and then none of us made a video on it as far as I remember. So
I made one, but it was waiting on custom firmware kind of status now. Still.
So we're still in a holding pattern, but we do have a Odroid Go Advanced on the table tonight to win. So it's very, that's right. Somebody lucky will get that. So
I'm fulfilling my earlier promise. The grand prize this year is in fact going to be a black analog pocket. It's very nice.
Wait. I wanted to say that there will also be a play date. Decided to throw that in the last minute.
Oh yeah.
Ooh, crank that bad boy.
And a 505. What is it? With the black analog pocket with the
pack? Oh, it's upside down. Yep. Yeah. Black analog pocket and we got the 505 right there.
The yellow 505 with the case.
Yellow 505. That's right. With the case.
Case included?
Jay Lash put in this red Vita 1000 with a new screen. So I took the liberty of peeling off the new screen plastic. Sorry for whoever wins this. I feel bad. Well, I was like, why is this on here? And I peeled it off. I was like, oh no, that was going to be a...
Remove him from the wheel, Thor. Take him off. No.
Take him off the wheel.
Am I eligible to win a device tonight?
No. I forgot to ask. So since the admin team, a huge portion of us are on the patrons and stuff, I was going to see if you guys wanted to stay on or me having me take you off.
Take me off.
All right.
Yeah, take me off too. I have enough. Right. I have enough stuff.
All right. I left myself off because I need to get rid of.
I'm too proud. I have too much. I want to win.
Yeah, we want Rapid to win.
I want to win.
Of course, we want Rapid.
He doesn't have enough devices. He's like five. He needs at least 20.
So Rapid won that sweet 552 last year, and that's been his device of choice since.
But the battery life is so almost short. You still like that thing?
I actually switched over from my 552 to the RP3 Plus now. So that's been my daily driver.
Excuse me, Rapid.
Screen is still a little bit better on the 552. It really is.
Really? Still?
So oh, yeah. It's so good.
What about the saturation mod that that Kay and Russ put together? Even still?
Nope.
Okay. All right. All right.
All about scaling. Can't fake that.
True.
Let's see here.
Okay, fine.
All right, so Thor, why don't we jump into this? Why don't we start?
You're already on, bud. He was asking. Add me to the wheel. You have 1 point.
You are all everybody who has played a game this year, who has gotten a point, who has gotten passive points from Game of the Month, from patrons, from premium. You're all on the wheel. So each month you've been a patron, you get an extra point, an extra wheel item. Each game you've beaten gets you an extra. So it's all about how long you've been with us and how many games you've beaten. So that will determine your chance and likelihood for winning something awesome. One thing to note is that winners this year will be paying their own shipping. So depending where you live in the world, if you would like to decline your winnings, totally okay. Just let us know. We'll roll the next on the wheel.
And we did that out of fairness to everybody because we didn't want to exclude people for being in Asia or Europe or Australia or whatever. But shipping a 35XX from the Midwest in America to the other side of the world can be a little pricey.
We didn't quite have that in the patron fund this year to do.
No.
So five devices last year, yes. This year with 30 devices, no.
So please Mega Barracuda said, he said, can't wait to have Thor go through shipping me something again. All right. So he lives in Northern Europe, and he got his bag. He got the bag.
Oh,
right?
The bag!
And
nice.
It just it took so long to get there.
I'm sure.
Gosh.
Did you put some weird stuff in it, like some RH logos, some like haunted artifacts, anything?
No.
No. See, I always include something fun. At least one thing that's haunted. I always include like
one thing
a poster.
One thing that's cursed. Yeah.
You know, one thing that's cursed. One thing that's blue. One thing that's for you.
You sent me a gnome at one point, and my wife looked at it and she goes, "Get that fucking thing out of the house."
I'll send some RGC swag.
RGC swag.
J-Lash wanted me to include some candy for people. I hope it's no like acid or anything. It should be fine.
That has a razor in it.
Yeah,
that definitely has
some troll candy. Actually, yes, it's not opened, so someone's gonna get the troll candy with their device.
All right, so we're going to do a drawing. Let's see here. The first one up, we're doing five drawings to get us started. Five drawings. They're all for Ambernick 35XXs.
Ooh, Ambernick put in five.
Yes.
To give away.
Yes,
Ambernick
themselves donated five. So
supporting the fun.
Yes.
Thanks, Ambernick.
All right. Here we go. Spinning. The first receiver. Tardigrade.
All right.
Nice.
All right.
Congratulations, buddy.
Are we keeping track of these? Who's keeping track?
I'm going to keep track.
Yeah, Stubbs, this is, you're writing this down?
Yes. Okay. So we got a 5, we got a 3-5XX. Now, we know the colors of everything except for these five devices from Ambernick. So we don't know. I'll try to ask for a preference. We're not sure if you can get it, but let us know your preference in the chat.
Yeah.
Okay.
So all right. Next one up.
Spinning.
To Advent Matrix 7988.
Advent
Congratulations,
Matrix.
Buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, if you win, DM Stubbs.
Oh, DM me. Yes, please DM me. Let me know your color preference. If it's not one of these Ambernick devices, then we just will let you know what it is ahead of time. If you want to do swapsies with somebody, totally good too.
For people that may not be here, we're going to post the list and at them with what they want as well. So.
Yes.
All right, the third winner.
Spin it.
Axrin, 1897.
Wax. Hey, buddy.
Axrin.
Congrats.
3-5-6.
Congratulations, bud.
Yes.
One of our mod team.
Very nice.
Rigged. Oh, there we go. Aldrasai. One of our patrons, one of our champions. Very cool.
Congrats.
Let's and go. Then the final 35XX
goes to
Stompy D.
Stompy D.
All right.
Stompy D
just got Eternal Champion status.
Completing congratulations.
Minimum of one Game of the Month game every month for 12 months in a row.
That's so great. Congrats, but I haven't even done that. That's awesome. All right.
Cool stuff.
Yeah. So, Rapid, you were talking Game of the Year. All right.
What's going on with that?
But let's talk Game of the Year.
I know this year we got a bunch of extra categories in it, right? That people voted on. So what are we doing? How's this going this year?
Okay, so cool. Welcome to the first ever Retroid Handheld Game of the Month of the Year Awards. I wanted to, make it like one of those cool little shows, you know, like you watch every December. So that's why I got the suit jacket, Stubbs, looking sharp.
You too.
So let's talk about the games that won this year. First category is the best music/soundtrack/sound direction. Okay? I forgot to make a damn envelope, son of a bitch. All right, hold on.
Oh right, we need to get our paper out.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the nominees for best music/soundtrack/sound direction was Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Ease, Book 1 and 2. I mean, that's kind of cheating. That's two games, but whatever. Outrun, of course. Mm-hmm. Snatcher and Phoenix Wright Ace Attorney. And, look, I just received a letter. The winner of Best Music/Soundtrack/Sound Direction is Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Nice.
So hooray, Castlevania.
I'm gonna beat that game.
Lots of bops in that game. That whole series, man, nothing but bops. You can't go wrong. You pick any Castlevania game, it's going to sound good.
Even Rondo of Blood.
So, especially Rondo of Blood. That's actually my favorite Castlevania game.
That's right.
That game rocks.
I love our
a lot of you are like, yeah, that's cool or whatever, but I want to win a thing. So, Thor, why don't you spin that wheel again?
Spin it again?
Keep that dopamine rush going. What
do we have up next?
Come on.
What do we have up next?
Come on.
What's next?
Let's see here. It's the iPega, right? Ocho.
Ocho. You get two iPegas.
iPegas for days.
Yes. 9023 or 9083. Those are great add-ons for your phone, for your tablet. I used to use one with a Amazon Kindle, Kindle Fire, and yeah, fantastic.
Good stuff. Should we do another one? Should we pull another one?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm feeling generous.
For another iPega?
Yeah.
Let them fight over it? How this works?
Second iPad.
All right, next one up. It'd be funny if Zoo got it. It'd be hilarious. Jalanimal.
Hey. You got your iPega.
Yeah.
You're bound to win something. You're like the biggest, biggest slice on there. Like, come on.
Second only to freaking Zoo, who's very Zoo. Haughty about this.
Last year, Jalanimal won a Odin, and this year, the iPega. You could put the iPega onto the Odin, actually. So.
Yeah. He put, last year, he won the... It was originally an Odin Lite when it was supposed to come out, or an Odin Base, I think. But we gave him the Odin Pro because that finally came out. Man, that wait was a long time, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really
all right.
Okay.
Let's see here.
So our next award, you want to pull another thing or you want to do our next Game of the Year award?
Let's do our next Game of the Year award because this one's mine. All right.
Yeah.
So
take it away,
this
Thor.
This one's best art direction. Okay. So I think we can all agree that all of these are great on this. All right. We have Castlevania Symphony of the Night, right? Ease Book 1 and 2.
Mm. Nope, that's mine.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's yours.
Those sound
Symphony
really...
of the Night, The Legend of Zelda, The Minish Cap, Klonoa, Door to Phantom Mile, Snatcher, and Tomato Adventure. So let's see here. I have mine now too. See? The winner is... Minish Cap. People chose Minish Cap. All right. They love that Wind Waker style, but on the GBA.
Fine.
I can't argue with it.
I'll allow it.
I can't argue with it. It's fine. What do you guys think?
It's whatever you want.
I played that on my 552, and it was amazing. It looked so good.
So are you finally okay with Capcom Zelda games on Game Boy? Is that what it is?
No, I still don't like the game. I think it's pretty average as far as Zelda games go. But
but it looks beautiful.
But it is very pretty. It deserves its win.
Fair enough. All right.
Let's give away more stuff.
Okay.
Let's
give away more stuff. Next up is the Woodgrain 351V. All right.
Ooh.
Zoo.
This is rigged.
Get that big ass slice on.
I know. Look.
What did
Zoo
he win?
Had
Wait, what did he win?
He won your 351V.
My 351V? Or my dead body Zoo. Yeah. Come fight me for it.
Over. No, oh, right. Man. So Zoo had 101 entries, all right, this year.
Crazy. Because
he was on both the Patreon and on the championship. So good job, bud.
He was a member of both the Patreon page and the Discord, like, premium membership
and staff.
On top of completing every game of the month and game of the week game. So you couldn't get more points, I don't think.
He earned two bags this year. He was the first one to get it, but he earned enough points for two bags, which is crazy. Oh, my gosh. Like, I originally intended the bag points to take, like, a year to 18-ish months, you know? Zoo, nah, no. Nah, knocked it out.
Pay to win. Right.
Pay to win. Pay to win. Pay. Next up on the list. So, Russ has decided to donate an Android backbone.
Yes.
There it is.
Not even out yet. I accidentally bought two of them. Like, I was so excited about it, I pre-ordered it, and then I pre-ordered it like a couple months later and I forgot. So I got two. The other one I'm keeping because I'm going to review it. But
Yeah. All right. Who gets it?
Oh, boy.
Drunken Llama.
Nice.
Drunken Llama. All right. Congratulations.
Congrats, buddy.
Yeah.
Drunken Llama. Woo.
Very nice. Yes.
Wait.
All right. Let's do one more. We've got a blue 351 MP that I believe was donated by Damian Wright.
Ooh.
Is that correct? Let me make sure. Yes, Damian.
Drunken Llama. Okay.
Here we go.
Who's it going
to be? Flatfoot Fox.
Flatfoot Fox.
Former admin and mod.
He's a current founder role. Nice. He helped us set up our website, everything like that. Hope he's doing well. I hope he enjoys
Legendary.
It.
Legendary.
Good dude.
Mm-hmm.
What do we got next? What we got next?
All right.
All right. We've got the next one up. Oh, Stubbs, this is you. Mm. You're doing the announcing on this one.
What we got?
Mm. Stubbs, why don't you take us away with the next Game of the Year of the award. Game of the Month of the Year of the award.
It is a mouthful, isn't it?
I can't talk. Okay. Yes, today I will be revealing the winner for the best story and narrative of 2022. Our nominees are 999, 9 Hours, 9 Persons, 9 Doors, Iotovo Monogatari, is that pronounced right? Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney,
close enough.
Snatcher, and Terranigma. And the winner
Terranigma.
Is... Da-da-da-da. Snatcher. All right.
Snatcher.
Hey.
Solid. Written by Mr. Kojima himself, one of his early hits, one of his early bangers on Sega CD and a few other platforms. So that's really cool.
Spin it's the only wheel. Game that's cool. Got nomination in all three categories so far, too.
We're spinning this wheel?
Spin that wheel. What do we got next?
Is that what's about to happen? Okay. Mm. So what we have next is a blue 2DS that was donated by Super Grom, by Jada the Bell.
Oh,
nice.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that one. That looked really nice. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go. Tardigrade. Or wait, did Tardigrade already win one?
Tardigrade won.
Didn't he already win one?
Yep. I must not have taken it out. Let's redo that.
Sorry, Tardigrade. I'm sure you could trade for the 2DS. 2DS winner doesn't want it.
There we go.
All right, try again.
Tiago.
Tiago.
I don't know. Tiago. There you go.
Dude, Tiago released some sick beats and spitting that mad fire lyrics on the music jam last quarter. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
Nice.
Him and Jim Gray's collab was awesome.
Yeah, melted my face.
Yeah, absolutely. My face is being melted right now thinking about it.
Okay, let's see here. So we have a RP2 Plus DMG color from Stubbs coming up next.
Oh, I have that one with me.
Yeah, do you? Plaid Man.
Plaid Man, you now own
Plaid
this.
Man.
Contact me for it. It is brand new. Dude, I was looking through my stuff. I was recycling old boxes, and one of my Retroid boxes I was going to recycle, and I was like, it's kind of heavy, and I opened it, and I don't know when I bought this or where it's from or why I have it, but it's brand new, and I said, oh, I'll enter that into the giveaway. So, 2+, I have a problem. I know it.
All right, we have another 2+. This one's purple, though, coming from More Texer, has donated it. Knack Mathome.
Knack Mathome. Nice.
Knack.
Congrats.
Knack.
Congrats, buddy.
Good stuff. Let's see here. And then
in the UK.
Also from More Texer, we have an RG353V in clear white. I believe it says.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's right.
Yep.
Spin that bad boy.
Rapid.
Hey, that's me.
Do you have
that is you.
Do you have a 353V yet?
Nah. Oh. Yeah, I do now.
It's so good. Dude, it's honestly honestly probably my favorite vertical in the last few years. It's so good.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Well,
stream over. We've got what we came here for. Thank you.
We were talking before, and Rapid said that he was hoping for your wood grain 351V, I believe. So that's a big upgrade from that.
I also don't think clear
white is
I'm
a
excited.
Color.
I don't know what color this is, because clear white is not one of the options.
Is it the clear?
It's either
there's
a clear
white
one or it's a white. I think it must be a white one.
Yeah. It's one of the two.
Colors.
Yeah. You can
all
mod,
right.
You can
next up, we have Rust announcing his category.
Yeah, so we're almost halfway through the awards here, but we're going to do best action or action platformer. So this is like my favorite genre. So Castlevania Symphony of the Night, Klonoa, Door to Phantom Meal, Gunstar Heroes, Banjo-Kazooie, or Super Mario Land 2, the 6 Golden Coins. And drumroll, it is Castlevania Symphony of the Night.
Oh yeah,
nice.
Shocker.
Let's go Castlevania.
Yeah. Yes.
So good.
It's so good. The castle goes upside down. You don't even ever see it coming. The first time you play, you just don't see it coming. You know? That's great stuff.
Gotta love it.
So much.
All right.
Overrated. Yabba Lore says Symphony of the Night is overrated. No. No.
Oh.
Prove it with science.
Well.
Let me know.
I'd listen to your opinion if you were on the wheel. Just saying.
Oh! The trash talk. It begins. All right. So we have another 353V coming, and this is from Raven Mage. All right. It's a purple one.
Raven Mage.
Ooh. For Damien.
Damien Wright.
Damien.
Wait,
what
do you
win? He enjoys it.
What do you win again?
A 353V.
Oh. 353V. Wait, who's 353V? Ravens?
Ravens. Which is fantastic.
I'm behind. Yeah. It's too good. This is definitely rigged. Like, who ran this? Who decided this thing?
Dude, we can't help it. We can't help it that our most involved community members
also
have,
staff.
Like, Damien had 61 points. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It's almost like wanting to participate and enjoying the community will make you a staff member or something.
It seems to happen. That seems to be the course. You stick around long enough, you shoot the breeze, and then eventually it's like, hey, I got free time. I want to help out with this or that. And next thing you know,
we're
throwing all sorts of randomness your way.
Yeah. The next one up that we have is a black 351P, also from Raven Mage.
Barracuda. That's funny.
Zoo.
Doing the
oh. Nope.
Hey, look, I won again.
No, Rapid. No.
Zoo gets a 350.
Hey, Zoo won again. No, you gotta remove him.
You gotta remove him.
Oh,
we gotta respin. He's already won.
Dang it.
Too much.
I think you keep hitting respin instead of remove and spin.
I think if I don't click immediately on it,
he doesn't
if I
need
click
a
anywhere outside that box, it doesn't take it off. He doesn't.
Gotcha.
No, that was a 351P.
Oh, the 351. He definitely doesn't need that. He's going to be in the chat now. Like, no, guys. I need
that. No, guys. Shut up. See, like, you're still on it. I've removed you. I don't think it's removing people when I hit remove.
Oh. We'll just respin.
Got to do it manually. That's a bit annoying.
If we get somebody, we'll just respin. I know, Zoo. I know.
Yeah, it's fine.
I know.
Sebian gets a 351P.
Sebian.
We can always use a 351 ping.
Yeah, well, that makes sense because Sebion is picking up a torch today for some custom firmware goodness.
Ooh. What's funny is that Sebion has spent probably 2 years working on the 351P.
Well, now he can spend some more. Bet he hasn't done the Wi-Fi mod.
Yeah, he may not have the purple one.
These are all getting shipped out, by the way, just so you guys know. These are all getting shipped out by us. We're asking for you to cover shipping, of course. But if you guys want to trade around, you know, if you've won something and you want something else and maybe they have that, or if you want to do a complex 10-way fantasy football style trade, we don't care. Go for it. All right. Just let us know so we can know where things are getting shipped to. That's all.
Yeah. DM me in particular. Yeah.
Yep. All right. And from J to the Bell, it's a 280M. Mm-hmm. All right. Good. Jays.
Nice, buddy.
All right.
Always cool to see the regular game of the monthers, game of the weekers pop. I'm excited. I'm glad that participating has gotten you some cool stuff.
So Jay to the Bell says it's black.
It's black. Okay. Cool. All right. What's our next category that's up here?
Hey, that's me.
Yeah.
For our next category, we're going to do Best Action Adventure Game. So the action adventure nominees were The Legend of Zelda, The Minish Cap, The Legend of Zelda, Oracle of Ages, For the Frog, The Bell Tolls, which is like The Legend of Zelda before Legend of Zelda.
It's a weird game.
We got Ganpuru, Gunman's Proof, and Crusader of Senti, or Soleil as it was known overseas. And the winner is...
Come on, Senti.
Legend of Zelda, The Minish Cap, of course.
Oh, man, wasn't there a big controversy over Senti at some point?
Screw that game.
Senti was okay.
No more Senti. Never again. The end game of
I liked Ganpuru a lot. I liked Ganpuru a lot. Gunman's Proof.
Senti was good.
Gunman's Proof was good. Yeah, Senti was bad, Nate, and your opinion actually is incorrect. I know we feature you a lot in screenshots. And yesterday, your name was Stubbs Smells. So you thought I was going to feature that in a screenshot, and you're right. But your name's changed back now. So what the hell? You could have been featured this whole time, Stubbs Smells. Now you're just called Nate, the Binding Blade. What is that? A video game?
We don't play video games here.
No, we just configure emulators and then set them down.
Yeah, make funny screen names.
That's what we do.
Oh, and Nate wants to shill for Fire Emblem, by the way. Everyone vote for that, apparently.
Well, of course.
Don't
he
really.
Does.
Zoo no. and Nate are becoming too powerful already.
Too many points.
Voting's closed.
Voting's closed. All right, let's do a couple more giveaways. Let's see what do we have here. Another 280M. Stubbs is gray 280M.
People also are asking to vote for the number one YouTuber of 2022. Obviously, that's Russ.
It's obviously Russ.
It's Russ every year.
Reviews.
100%. 280M, spinning.
Here it is.
Javier. There we go. Our buddy Hav, the Reset developer.
Wait, is that our Hav?
Sick. Yeah.
Reset Collection developer?
Yes.
Oh, congrats, man. Yeah. You got this now. Look, I kept the rubber nips on the back for you. So good. If you want, I will swap this out for that fun pink and purple one. I have that one as well. I would do that.
Mm-hmm. You. I would do it. For you.
Sending you this poisoned candy.
Jesus.
You need to add in. No, hold on. There's a threat attached to this. You need to add in into Reset Collection. I need to have Pico 8 to keep up with that G Show. Mm-hmm. And I need to have Nintendo Switch, and you gotta do Citra Enhanced so we can use it, so we don't have to use that stupid Retroid launcher. Okay, next thing.
All right, next thing up is a purple RP2. Classic RP2.
Classic RP2? Oh, that's J-Lash.
Yeah. Throw some lineage on it. Yeah, that's from J-Lash. Eames!
Eames, you got a purple
Eames.
RP2. I know you don't have one
that's
anymore,
right.
So
but
this
Eames.
Is back to your heyday.
But now you do. Yeah.
Remember this nostalgia?
Taking it back.
This started our friendship.
It did.
Okay, now I'm a little behind on writing down who wins what, so let me just write that real quick. We got Javi on the 280M, and we got Eames for the RP2. Okay.
Okay, so the next one up is a Japanese 3DS LL from Faust.
Oh, that thing looks awesome.
Ooh, it's a white one. It's white. You ready?
Yeah.
Ooh, sexy.
Mm-hmm. The Arctic.
The Arctic.
The Arctic.
Yeah.
Very nice.
All right. And the next thing up, we've got two Miu Minis. We have one DMG from Stubbs.
I have those.
And yeah, and one black from J-Lash. So let's start with Stubbs. Let's start with the DMG.
So
of course you guys can talk about it.
So yeah, this is going to come with some other mods and some sticker options, so you don't have to keep it this gray. But yeah, this is a version 2, and this is J-Lash's black transparent. I'm gonna include some mods with this as well.
Wildman, he already got some.
Already won.
Already won.
Spin it again.
Spin it again.
Regs.
That's for the DMG Mini.
The DMG Mini, okay.
Yeah. And then for the black one, Ghost 1069.
Ghost.
You know, Ghost. Right. Ghost is a fitting name for that one. Okay.
All right, let me update the sheet here real quick.
We reading off more winners for the games?
Yeah, we got four more.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
It's four, you're up, buddy.
All right. So my second and final category is the best RPG / ARPG. All right. This is a really good list. So we have Golden Sun, Tomato Adventure, Pokemon the Trading Card Game 2, The Invasion of Team, what's GR?
Great Rocket.
Team Great Rocket. There you go. Breath of Fire and Terranigma. So the actual winner, though, shocking, and my personal favorite off of the list as well, is Golden Sun. Come on.
Of course.
What?
Of course it is.
It's the best first 5 minutes of any game I've ever played.
How could this game have won? I've never heard of it. I don't understand this. Golden
it's so
Sun,
good.
You say?
It's so good.
It's a role
classic.
Too bad it's only half of a game, huh?
I played 3 hours of that game for Game of the Month, and before I threw in the hat, and that's pretty far for me in an RPG. So I just want to say that
Golden,
congrats to me.
Transia says Golden not fun. No, I lobbied pretty hard for I'd say 3 weeks or
so
3
good.
Months. I mean, after Golden Sun won, to make it to have like a sequel thing, and then but nobody would choose the sequel. Mm-hmm. thing to get Golden Sun 2 in, because it is half of a game. It really is. The other half is Golden Sun 2. You need to play it. So.
Maybe we will this year. If only there was some sort of RPG sort of Game of the Month thing. I don't know. Maybe we'll talk about it later.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. All right. Let's see. Which one do we want to do next? Oh, I think we should do J-Lash's Black 351B. What do you guys think?
Okay.
You got it? He's got it?
Yes.
He's reaching. There it is.
Here we go.
Lovely.
351V from J-Lash.
Calkeg.
Calkeg, yeah, buddy.
Hey, Cal.
Hey. All right. And then let's do the Vita 1000, the red Vita 1000 next.
I will re-put on the screen plastic, by the way. I just wanted to take it
off. It's never the same.
It felt
it's never
so good.
You can't just put it back
felt
on.
So good. And now I can show it off better. See?
Did you videotape it when you
no,
took it off?
No.
But you should've.
I slowly pulled it off, and I said, this is so wrong. J-Lash is going to be so mad. But
oh, man. All right.
Okay, sorry.
For the Vita 1000.
I'm not a perfect human.
Well, you should be.
How's the mouth feel?
Espasol.
Nice.
Stubbs, get that out of your mouth.
Sorry. Espasol, you won the red Vita. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And then the final item from J-Lash is an IPS modded GBA.
Mm-hmm. Man, I put my name back in that wheel.
This is fun.
That's a good. That's a fun GBA.
It's a PAL SNES.
I don't have a GBA.
One, it looks like.
Colorful. Really?
No. I just have like the ones that have like the
booted up. Let's see that. I want to see how this IPS.
Yeah, turn that screen on.
Let's take a look. See if we can guess what type. Is it a funny playing V2 or what? Batteries are dead. There are no batteries.
You can get a really sweet USB-C recharging mod for those. It's like 30 or 35 bucks or something. It's great. All right, spinning the wheel.
But also who just buy it? Rechargeable batteries.
That too. Azile.
Azile. Hey, Azile. IPS modded screen. JLash says it has. Oh, yeah. It comes with a game. It comes with Tony Hawk Underground, everybody.
Ooh, that's a great
Thank you, JLash.
Spicy. Azile, congrats, buddy.
I'm sorry, Azile. I'm actually going to keep this one.
Tough tookist.
No. Okay.
All right. So we'll do one more, then we'll get back to the other thing. Chocho has donated a white RP3, the 2 GB model.
Ooh.
That was a last-minute addition. Thank you, Chocho.
Yes, thank you.
Quad, thanks, man. Yeah, this is my fun.
Freeman, story. Reborn.
Freeman.
Hey.
Gordon.
Yes.
Freeman.
Mr. Freeman.
Gordon Freeman.
All right. So what's the next category? Who's announcing? Stubbs.
Oh, you're up. Hey. Stubbs, it's you, buddy.
What was the name? Freeman?
Yes, yeah. Freeman. Freeman Reborn.
Yeah. Reborn.
Freeman Reborn, yep.
All right, so we have categories, right? So my second one. This will be easy. Best visual novel / point and click adventure for 2022 / narrative adventure. We have Snatcher, Iotovo, Phoenix Wright, 999, and Echo Knight. Oh, PS1 Echo throwback. Okay. And the winner is Snatcher again.
Snatcher.
Dun, dun, dun.
Of course, Snatcher.
Snatcher. You didn't even have to change your envelope.
I didn't. I know. I was about to write it down. I was like, wait a minute. Efficiency.
It says Snatcher on it.
I planned that.
I haven't even beaten Snatcher.
Is that how that lined up?
I understand it's good, but it did not hold my attention. There's too many choices. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. I let you down.
Too many points, too many clicks.
Can I say?
All right. Let's see here. So we're going to go ahead and announce the winner of the OGA, the clear OGA. Are you ready, Stubbs?
Yeah.
There's the reach. Dad reach.
We got.
There it is.
This OGA. This originally was from Damien.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
And yeah, this thing's awesome.
Looks
good. Condition. Yeah. Great. Already has a screen protector on it, ready to go. I'll include a case.
Who gets it? Games with Dad.
Nice Games with Dad.
Is the winner of the OGA.
Games with Dad. Very good.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then the next one up is the yellow 505. And then we'll do a category and we'll do the play date and then we'll. Okay. The 505 from me.
From Thor
is Liquid Divide, one of our mod team. Rigged. Screen rigged in chat.
Well, no, well deserved. Well deserved. Dude, Liquid, we couldn't do RH moderating without you, buddy. That's awesome. Okay.
Rigged. Zarasu, Rocketman, rigged. Okay, rigged, what's the next category? Deserved.
Okay, so next
Russ,
category
take us away.
Is me, yeah. So this one is for the game of the week of the year, and I had to have them explain it to me because I don't actually ever get to play any of these games. So they do a game of the week one, and so of all of those, they picked their favorites. And so the contestants were Cotton, Fantastic Night Dreams, Digimon Rumble Arena, Metal Slug, First Mission, and then Bomberman. And the winner is, let me get my little notepad out here, Bomberman on TurboGrafx-16.
Yeah.
Bomberman.
That was my favorite.
So good.
That was my favorite.
I remember playing Bomberman on Sega Genesis in the orthodontist office when I was a kid. Like, that's the one game that they had. So
That's awesome.
It's funny, when we started, Bomberman was actually the very first Game of the Week game that was ever selected.
And it was my favorite.
And it's the only one that was not random. I was like, wow. I have to pick a good one. It's got to be good for the first Game of the Week. And I guess I picked a pretty good one.
You did, man.
So
I'd never beaten Bomberman before, and it was a lot of fun. Yeah.
All right. So we have two devices left here to give away. The Playdate and the Analog Pocket. First up here is the Playdate. Dubs, are you going to do the big announcement? You ready for your Playdate?
Here's the Playdate. You can crank it.
There it is.
Crank it all you want.
Terrible.
Terrible person.
Terrible.
I'm glad, man. Yeah. That's great. Terrible nice. And I have been having fun bonding over VR lately.
Oh, cool.
You got me in a Half-Life Alyx, which is the best game ever. Enjoy your Playdate.
All right. And the final category.
The final category is, of course, Retro Handhelds Game of the Month of the Year. And the nominees are, you've heard them all before, we got Super Mario Land 2, the 6 Golden Coins, Castlevania Symphony of the Night, or Golden Sun. And the winner is Golden Sun. Golden Sun. Yay, Golden Sun.
I cannot believe that.
Okay.
Golden Sun beat Symphony of the Night, dude. That's crazy. I know people think Symphony of the Night's overrated or whatever.
It's
but
fine.
Golden Sun over Symphony of the Night, that's crazy. That's crazy talk.
I mean, Symphony of the Night is the actual technical winner, but I know Rapid needs to do this safe face. It's fine.
This is community chose. This is the People's Choice Awards, all right?
All right, fine.
Listen,
we're not
buddy,
the Academy.
I don't know how half a game wins. Whatever. Anyway, before we spin that wheel one more time for the Analog Pocket, a little bit of exciting news for those of you who participate in Game of the Year. So last year, Game of the Year was Super Mario World. Well deserved, right? Great game. Mm-hmm. And if you played it, you got a point. Now, maybe you just don't like RPGs, which is a shame because I have exciting RPG news coming up very soon. But instead, I'm going to just drop this in chat real quick and I'll make an announcement. Any of the games that won a Game of the Year award, you can play to gain your point. And you can play Bomberman again to gain another half a point.
What?
Okay, so if you don't want to play Golden Sun, you're not a Golden Sun fan, you don't like Golden Sun, you don't want to play all the way through it to gain your Game of the Year point, play Minish Cap. Maybe you miss Minish Cap. Or Snatcher. Or Symphony of the Night. You can play any of those games and you can get your point. You can only gain one, though, so you can't play them all and, rack up. Sorry. But, so a little bit of something for everybody.
And that one point gets you an entry into our next year in the 2023 New Year's Eve drawing and Game of the Year Awards. So it'll be good. All right. The final drawing. All right. Get your fingers, your little fangles crossed. Come on. This is for the Analog Pocket. Let's go.
Big boy. The big
all
boy.
Right.
Who's doing it?
Who is it? Who is it? Who is it? Setsuna Guerrero.
Setsuna Guerrero.
Hey. Congratulations.
Longtime patron.
Very cool.
Longtime patron.
Yes.
Congrats.
Yes.
Man.
Yeah, one of the early ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome. Congratulations, Setsuna.
That's everything. That's everything
Sick.
I got on my list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's the whole list.
Yeah, that's the
that's
whole
the list.
30 devices like that. Boom, gone. All right, everybody DM me. I'll be coordinating everything for the sending those out over the next few days. So just if you want to do swapsies with each other, please do that in the chat here or somewhere and
try to get that done.
Know.
Try to get that done relatively quickly as Russ Stubbs and I will be traveling to CES in the coming week.
Yeah, I
in
gotta
Las
go
Vegas
Wednesday morning, so I gotta ship out Tuesday. No. So have it figured out by Monday, please, and then I'll ship to you.
If you don't mind.
Yeah.
All right. Oh man, so 2022 was a hell of a year for handhelds, huh, boys?
Oh,
jeez,
oh,
Pete.
Oh my god.
This last half has been crazy.
Oh, it's exciting. People have choice. It's almost an overwhelming amount of choice, but we don't we can't complain, right? We have everything we wanted as kids now as adults. We just don't have the time anymore to enjoy them. Kind of a little thing.
I feel like every month I could do a video that says, what is the best handheld right now? Because every month it changes. There's so many damn ones. Yeah.
What's your favorite right now, Russ? What are you bringing to CES?
Man, I hadn't thought about that. So it's funny, I've been playing a lot of Steam Deck, like, you know, I just went on a trip or whatever, and on one of the days I was staying with a buddy, and he's like, oh, I forgot, I'm going to Disneyland with my girlfriend, so you can have the house. And I was like, okay. And so I just hung out and played Steam Deck, and of all the things I played High on Life through game streaming on the Steam Deck. And so I didn't even need all the power, the horsepower of the Steam Deck. I just was using it because the controls are so nice.
It just feels so good.
Yeah, so a lot of Steam Deck lately, and what else? The, you know, Retroid Pocket 3 Plus, as always. But yeah, like Vampire Survivors is now an Android game on that.
I gotta get that. I've been playing a little bit of that. Yeah. I don't understand it. You don't push any buttons. Your character naturally just moves around, slashing his whip. And you do little. I mean, it's like a clicker adventure, but you. I know it's addicting and it's fun. I just, there are always these zombies chasing after you and you can never get away from them. Why isn't there a part in the map
it's
where
it's a
you can
cool
kind
game.
Of be safe?
But there's a moment
I want a little more agency.
Yeah,
you get enough upgrades, though, at some point you become like OP, and then it doesn't matter what they throw at you. You're just sitting.
Yeah, you're just a tank.
You're just watching them die, and I love it. So, yeah,
it's nice and grindy in the early game.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking I still have to stick with the Odin Pro personally. Mm-hmm. The battery life, just man, not having to worry about it. I upgraded my Pixel 4 XL, got trashed this year while we were moving, and I got an S21 Plus to replace it. This battery sucks, and I forgot how much it sucked to sit there and like worry about having to charge your battery all the time. And so Odin Pro still has it for me there. But as far as what I actively use, it's the Miu Mini. Just
really?
For small
that's
games, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it's the Miu Mini.
Well, that's funny. Yeah. there is that what's the real world use? What do you actually play with versus what you've decided is the best? And for me, like I've decided Steam Deck is the best, but the Odin Lite is the handheld I play the most.
That's fair.
Yeah.
See, the thing with me with both the Odin and the Lite and the Pro is that the buttons, like, they get worse every time I play them. You know what I mean? Like,
really?
I hate the travel on them. They're just too much.
Can't you replace them?
Yeah.
I mean, you could.
I can. I got the button sitting over here from Sakoto Retro Modding. Yeah. Like, he made them a little bit shorter.
Okay.
And I just haven't put them in yet. But yeah, I think that might push me over. But right now.
But that battery life, though. That battery life.
It's
for
amazing.
Trips and stuff.
But every time I pick it up, I'm like, ah, oh, this could be better.
Yeah. Well, we're like that with everything we touch, though, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
I mean, I could have a Win 4 in my hands right now, which is the one that I'm really waiting for right now, right? Mm. But I would still find something wrong with it.
Yeah. I've got so many of these things that it's just, I can nitpick like that. So
I mean, I'm tied between the Odin Lite almost and then the Logitech Grusix because, I mean, I don't know, this one's so comfortable, but it just doesn't have the oomph. And at the end of the day, I want something that can play 3DS, even some Nintendo Switch, and I don't want to have to worry about messing with settings so much. So at the end of the day, I'm going high-end Android every time.
That's something that I feel like has both been discussed to death and not been discussed enough as of late is the advancements over the last year in emulators on these devices. It is insane, man. I mean, Aether SX2, Skyline.
Rapid.
Thor. Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
Okay, keep talking.
You.
Keep talking.
I thought he was playing a game. Well, sorry, buddy.
Well, what's your handheld, Rapid? I need to.
What's your handheld?
Show it to me.
It's my 3 Plus, buddy. It's my new 3 Plus.
I couldn't see it because your filter was.
I love my RP 3 Plus.
Yeah.
I know. I was messing with it. It's playing Chodo Q3 right now, the best game that's on it. So.
Shocking.
I'm very surprised right now. I'm very upset.
It'd be like seeing Legend of Dragoon on one of my hands.
Yeah, I would never guess that would be
right.
A game that you play. Sorry, Thor. What were you saying?
No.
Rambling about.
No, I was just saying the advancements that have been made in the chip technology and in the emulators themselves over the last year, year and a half has been crazy.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
Moore's
Law. Basically like the five. Yeah, but it's basically been like the 5 or 6 years before that, all crammed into 1 year as far as how quickly things have advanced. It's been pretty
speeding
nuts.
Up. I know. I mean, next year, I mean, we're already playing Nintendo Switch now by the end of the 2022 on a lot of these higher end handhelds. Next year is going to be what? Wii U? Like, what's going on?
I mean, if it's not already there, you know.
I mean,
Steam Deck alone. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. For Windows, I know it is. And I guess Batacera. But I want to see Wii U in Jealous. That's my next favorite. Wish.
Yeah. So I think they are working on it. The thing is that Wii U, you know, the team has built a Linux version. And so that's going to kind of open the floodgates for other possibilities. yeah, it should be awesome.
Well, I'm excited. What do you guys think about EmuDeck as deck owners?
I haven't tried it yet.
Because it's just...
To me, it's like, yeah, you know, I spent like one day like really getting it all set up. And then from then on, you never really have to look at it because all your games are just integrated in there. And so now it's like, I don't even think of EmuDeck as a thing. It's just like this means to an end. And so now when I open up my Steam Deck, I'm like, okay, do I want to play Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, you know, or do I want to play an actual PC game? I can do both thanks to EmuDeck. So
My only gripe with the Steam Deck still to this day is that you can't access the SD card from Big Picture Mode. I think that that's crazy that that hasn't been changed at all.
Yeah, well, you guys saw the Steam Deck.
Why would you need to, though?
Yeah.
For standalone emulators and stuff like that you've put in there. I like tweaking settings a lot, but...
Yeah, you want more options. I get it. Well, what about the Steam
Deck,
too?
Yeah, I'm a tweaker.
You saw this, the details.
Oh, hey, Dragoon is in the chat right here. He's the EmuDeck creator.
Hey! EmuDeck creator's in the chat. What's up, Dragoon Duris? Yeah,
what's up, man?
I have not used EmuDeck on the Steam Deck yet because I'm afraid if I do, I will not pick up another handheld and I'll stop doing work on the YouTube channel. And it'll just game over for me. It's already happening when I'm playing with the Odin Light. I'm like, I don't know if I can do anything today that's useful for anyone else.
Yeah. So. The thing is, though, it's like, you know, for example, you could play Super Nintendo games on the Steam Deck, but when you're doing it, you're like, should I be doing this? Like, this doesn't seem right. You know what I mean? And so there's always going to be a place for like smaller, cheaper handhelds for that kind of stuff.
It's the cannonball versus a gnat, you know.
Well, there's something about picking up like the 35XX or the Mio Mini. You just boot it up. Mm-hmm. It's so simple. It has a simple interface. You pick a game, you play it, and that's it. Like, that's the whole experience. Yeah. You don't need Wi-Fi. You're not doing retro achievements. And sometimes that's okay. Sometimes.
Every now and then.
Yeah. So what about favorite game of the year? Doesn't have to be retro game, but just your favorite game you've played this year. Russ, how about you?
Man. So I think it's going to be the game that I really haven't talked about, which is God of War Ragnarok. Like I don't know if you guys remember, but I like took 3 days off. Like I was like, hey, hard. I'm not going to be around. I'm going to just do God of War, you know? Mm-hmm. And, I don't know why, you know, like, I think what it is that from the very first game, which I actually didn't really like that much because all the damn puzzles and stuff, like, as it progressed, I liked them more and more with each one. And so I think I was just ready for just a new narrative, like, single player experience, you know, and I had a great experience with it, too, because I didn't read anything about it, didn't know anything about it coming in, other than obviously what I had played from the previous game. And so I thought it was the middle of a trilogy. And I don't know if you guys know the background, but it is not. Yeah. It is like is the finishing of the story. And so I was expecting it to get to a point where they're like, okay, and now we're in Ragnarok. And then credits. You know what I mean? That's what I was expecting to have happen. And instead they were like, now we're in Ragnarok. Let's do it. And I'm like, all right. And then I came along for the ride. I'm like, okay, at some point where we're going to get the cutscene, or, you know, the title screen. And it never happened. I just played the whole story. And to me, that was amazing. Like I got more than I bargained for when I bought the game. And so I really love that. And obviously not a retro game or anything, but man, it was such a good experience. And I think it was a very personal experience for me. You know, the whole like fatherhood thing and all that kind of stuff is always good. Yeah. You know, obviously I'm not killing demons every day, but I do have some kids. And so that was pretty cool. And then, I love like offline single player narrative games. And that really just checked all the marks for me. So.
I need to play that one. I'm playing the first God of War right now on PS2, and it's been great so far. I understand why people like the series, and I imagine it's really worth it once I get to the PS5 version, and then it's just everything coming together. So that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, that original God of War stuff was kind of a product of like the extreme stuff from the late 90s, you know, where everything had to be really over the top and bloody and, you know, Mark of Kree and savage. Yeah. And then it gets more refined into it's still savage. Don't get me wrong, but it's much more refined. And like the dadness of it really, it hits you. You know, I had a son this year and it's all there. And it's like, oh man, the perspective shift really hit me.
Yeah, and that's something interesting too is family and dynamics and how that works with video games and they're getting more and more lifelike every year. I mean, I've been going on a tangent lately about VR, and it's because it's so exciting seeing tangible real world things showing up in a video game, and there's this blurring that happens where it's like if you stop thinking about where you are, you almost feel like it is reality. And that's scary, and it's also kind of thrilling. So, I'm going to be covering a lot of that for the new Control Hype channel in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That's my fun. That's my tangent.
So what, Stubbs, what was your game of the year, though?
All right. Game of the year. I think Klonoa. I really, really enjoyed Klonoa. Klonoa for PS1, mm-hmm. Yeah. Playing it on the Win 600. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just a lot of good memories of late night gaming sessions on that. So yeah, I'd play that one again happily.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about Rapid?
Yeah,
let's tag Rapid in on this one. Because, dude, you've played so many fucking games this year. Holy crap, man. Impressive. And I know you play other games outside of this stuff too.
Sometimes. Not lately, but sometimes. All right, I'm going to give you two. I'll give you one modern and one retro. Right. My favorite modern game that I played this year had to be Elden Ring. I was really excited for Elden Ring. Come on. What's not to love? Big Bloodborne fan. Big Souls fan. It was great. I'm not going to go on about it because it's been said a million times, right? But my favorite retro game actually was an old Game of the Month game that I had never played because it was before my time on the server. Mm-hmm. And me and Jelanimal and Terrible Person and maybe one or two other people may have joined in, maybe Cal Keg. Mm-hmm. We all played it to just like, let's just revisit this game because we never got to. And it was Parasite Eve. And it was so cool. Like, it was just this weird,
weird
fucking game. It was so fun. I'm really looking forward to the time when we get together and we play too. And then maybe the third birthday. And it was awesome. And I just had a lot of fun with Jelanimal and Terrible. Just like, oh, dude, did you see this? Like, oh, you know, because we were just playing it like at the same time. And we were like progressing at almost the same rate. Because the games are really quick. You can get through it in 4 to 6 hours.
Maybe we do a speedrun competition at RHCon or something.
Maybe we should. I mean, my brother and I think beat that game in like 5.5 hours when we were kids. I mean, that was so much fun. And we played Parasite Eve 2, which wasn't as good to us, but still a good series. And Third Birthday, man. Yeah. Oh, that's a good PSP game. Yeah.
Haven't got there yet. I got to do 2 first.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Nate wants to know about RPG of the quarter. Yeah, can I talk about that yet?
Let's talk about that.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay, RPG of the quarter is up and open. Go play it. I didn't tell you what it is yet, though, but I'll let you know a day early. It's open, though. You can go in there. It's got all the rules. And I just dropped the game in there right now. Go play it. It's Persona 3. You can play the portable version or the PSP version if you've got the PS2 version, sorry, if you've got, a little... a slightly better device. It's not super intensive. Like my 3 Plus can run it, the PS2 version, so that's pretty sweet. Go play it. You have 3 whole months to play it and earn your point. So, there's going to be the Switch version comes out, I think, in like the Switch and PC versions come out in like 2 weeks or something.
Yeah.
So it's going to be perfect time to jump in, even if you don't have like a device that can do PSP.
So we decided to officially sanction RPG of the quarter because, I'm a dad. I know Russ is a dad. Stubbs is a dad. All right. We got kids. We got time. The last 6 months of my life have been crazy with buying a house and having a baby and, Christmas time and everything like that. So Game of the Month doesn't really exist in my world right now. Being able to sit down and play a 10-hour game, that's not my thing. But RPG of the quarter, being able to sit down and... knock a game out an hour at a time, something like that, 2 hours at a time, over 3 months. We thought it'd be a great addition to the Game of the Month system. And there are points available, aren't there?
Yes.
There are indeed. So you get a point. You get a point. If you beat the game, okay, same as Game of the Month, Game of the Week, you'll get a point. But for you crazy RPG fans... Who want to just do everything in your game. You want to put 200 fucking hours into that game because you want to do everything there is. If you 100% retro achievements that game, I'll give you 2 extra points.
Whoa. 3 points total. 100% with retro achievements.
Whoa. This is historic. We're tying in retro.
Here we go.
Finally, we're tying in retro achievements to our Game of the
Month
program.
Finally. It's time.
That's amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm playing that. What game is this? Persona 3? Oh, it's like 60
Persona
hours.
Persona 3.
Persona 3 or Persona 3 Portable. They're both great.
I have to get all of the Chivos?
If you want the 3 points,
all of the Chivos.
But that's... I mean, the game's already 60 hours. So that'd be like 200 hours.
I'm pretty sure one of the Chivos is maxing all social links, which you have to beat the game twice to do.
Oh, so, no.
It's well, a lot.
Have fun, guys.
It's a lot.
Oh, no.
Complete the Persona compendium.
Want that one game, but still want to participate.
It. Thanks, Ace, you know? For believing in me. I can do it. If I go to CES, I don't cover anything. I let those guys do it. I'll just hang out in the hotel room and play Persona. That's what I'm gonna do.
Stuff,
I can do it.
Stuff says the camera rig up, one handing. Like... There's a gimbal on it. It's stable. Shut up, Thor.
You know what's a good device for that, actually, for one handing and for like one handing parenting and all that. RP2 Plus, because it's just such an easy RPG machine. I recommend it. It's also our handheld of the week, by the way.
It is.
That's a new thing we have going on now, too. Ace is running that. He's in the live chat right now. Awesome dude.
What up, Ace?
He's been making some cool videos for us, too, lately. So, yeah.
He's also our social media manager and has been crushing it.
Crushing it.
Crushing it.
Speaking
cool.
of
Hell of a job, buddy.
Speaking of what device I'm going to bring, I'm definitely going to bring my Odin Light and probably a Miu Mini or a 35XX.
Yeah, I'm bringing the Miu Mini. I'm hoping that the 35XX keeps getting updates. Seraph has been killing it with the updates.
Oh, can we talk about that?
The whole talk about Garlic OS. Let's have a chat about garlic.
Chat about the garlic. All right, so we had the tomatoes, we had the onions, we've had what else? Now we have the garlic.
Well, so, I mean, we've almost got the components for a stew. So let's make this happen.
Well, Russ
stew
wrote
OS.
Some books let's on go. About the subject. So I think there's some good synergy here.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, I'm excited. I actually haven't put it on mine yet. I'm gonna do it tomorrow. I'm gonna start working on a video. It'll be out on Monday. I'm looking forward to testing it out. So,
yeah, I think I'm gonna play around with it tomorrow. Finally, having RetroArch on it is cool. A nice clean experience. But getting a full OS with box art and all that. I mean, come on, that's the good stuff. I hope we get better PS1 performance, though. That's my only thing.
Well, there was a thing that's going on with it. The source code, or the drivers at least, for the actual GPU that's in it, no one can find it, you know?
Well, there are no drivers, right?
The GPUs, right. Well, it's not. It just doesn't
exist,
So the GPU isn't actually getting used.
Right. That, which is unfortunate. We were talking about that in Weekly the other day. The fact that, unless you build an Android OS for it from scratch, you're not going to be able to use the GPU at all. And it sucks because the stock OS doesn't touch the GPU. So you can't do any of those hardware renders. It's just
how much RAM is in the 35XX?
256 meg. No.
Oh.
Yeah, 256 megabytes. 250?
Yeah. Oh, that's so tight. Oh, man. Even without GApps,
It's going to be tight.
That's too tight.
It's going to be tight. Yeah. I mean, I know we can't get Lineage on the Playdate, for instance. But which also runs Android at a low level.
Probably good.
But I mean, maybe it is possible on this. So
I don't know. That's really tight, man.
Twice the memory of the Miu Mini. So,
well, we had a hard time with the RP2 with the gigabyte of RAM, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting Android 8 running stably on it. So
and then add on Play Store on top of that. No.
Yeah. Oh,
no.
Rough. Super rough.
Super rough.
All right.
Well, cool. What else do we want to talk about? What's the community feeling like?
Did we hear Thor, his game of the year?
Yeah, what was your game of the year?
Oh, no. Power Wash Simulator is my game of the year, according to my my Steam recap.
Oh, you're looking at your recap? All right, well, I guess I should look at that, too.
No, so I was saying, I've been very busy. So if I've had 20 or 30 minutes to put together, I just load up some Power Wash Simulator, clean a skate park or something like that. And then, you know, the baby cries or I have to change a light bulb or something like that. And I close it down. But I apparently got 30 hours of Power Wash Simulator in this year. So I'm pretty proud of that.
Congrats, man. That's
thank you.
That's impressive. That seems like a very Zen experience. My favorite. What was that?
It
sound?
Is.
What was that noise?
Sorry.
Somebody's dying.
My cat is burrowing in the couch.
Okay. Hi, Kitty. It looks like my number one game I played on Steam this year is going to be...
Watch me something awesome.
Looks like Phasma.
Can't say it on stream.
Phasmophobia actually.
Phasmophobia, very nice.
I love Phasmophobia. Yeah, it's just, it's good in VR and non-VR both, and it's a good party game, and getting scared with your friends, hunting ghosts. Actually, they usually hunt you, and yeah, it's a good team-building game.
I'm surprised you haven't played that in VR.
I have played it in VR. It's horrifying. I played it single-player in VR, even more horrifying, dude. It's...
That sounds awful.
I played it for about 10 minutes in VR, and as soon as the first ghost materialized in front of me and I was all alone in my dark office with no one around me, I screamed loudly, and I took the headset off, and I haven't...
Is that how you... since. Is that how you destroyed your Vive thing?
My Vive wand? Yeah, my Vive... Yeah. No, my Index controller. I was playing Pistol Whip, and I'll demonstrate this again.
For those of you who didn't watch the podcast.
Over here.
Look at those legs. Look at them go.
There's a level now you can punch. And so I went to punch, and then I connected right there to my Super Nintendo, mind you, up into my Quest, and the thing splintered into pieces. It's in here. Literally. It ended up like, you know, just dead.
Oh my gosh.
Still can't believe I did that. Very upsetting.
Well, didn't you already have like another set of them on the way though?
I had already bought another set assuming that I would do something stupid. No, I won an extra eBay auction by accident, completely by accident, and I was so thankful I did because I was like, "Well, shit." And I talked to Valve and they're like, "We'll replace it if you send it back." And I talked to my wife because she's an engineer for a living. And so she tried to fix it for me. She's like, "This thing's all messed up, man." I was like, "I know." Shoot. She's like, "I guess you're not going to play your Index for a while." And I said, "Well, I'll just go pull out the new controllers that I already have in the box in my office." She's like, "You bought a second set of controllers?" Yeah.
I know me.
I know. I don't we need to pay bills? I don't know. We'll do it. We'll figure that out. People will let you know. Like when your power goes out, then you know that you need to pay the power bill. That's how it works. Or you have a power outage. Either or. Continuing on. What's next?
Yeah, what do we have coming in 2023? The RPG of the quarter. That's very exciting.
Oh, yeah, what's your
that's
best,
four games
what's
this
your,
year.
What's your most hyped device for 2023? Thor.
Oh, man. Oh, putting me on the freaking spot here. Ah, oh, Win 4. I know it's so expensive. It's so expensive, but I want it. I want it bad. It
looks good. It looks like a Vita.
Well, it's a slider. It's a 6800U.
Yeah.
We always joke about bars versus clamshells, right? But we always joke about the bars versus the clamshells. And now I'm just like, oh, I've been waiting for a slider ever since. Remember the T-Mobile phones? You know?
No.
I want it. Give it to me. I have the full keyboard. On the device.
That never needed to be a thing. Ever and it still doesn't.
You don't need a keyboard.
Now it
anymore.
Does.
Just you don't need
set
the keyboard,
up and then you don't have to use the keyboard.
The thing about having a keyboard is that it makes the device unnecessarily thick. Okay.
Yeah.
Win 3's shortfallings for me are the fact it's so darn thick, and now it's even thicker because it has a real physical keyboard. So
yeah, but you know that I'm
a guy. I know that you're a big man.
And it might still be pocket size. It might still be pocket size.
Yeah, sure. We'll see how much it weighs. No, I'm excited for the coverage. I've seen coverage from the Fox and from Taki and from ETA and now from Retro Tech Dad, and I am hyped for it. I know Raven, by the way, I'm sure you're in the chat right now just like, "I can't believe he's saying this.
Oh, yeah.
It's the best device of the
year."
He already told me that. He supports me. I know. The matter of the fact is that, yeah, it'll be a solid device. It's a 6800U. It's going to play whatever you want, anything you want.
Yeah.
So it very well could be the best device of 2023. I was saying the Pimax Portal for me. Russ, I know you and I were chatting a bit about it. I'm not super
Russ
stoked
has opinions.
On those buttons.
Look at that opinion
base. I know. I don't know how much we want to get into it before your video, but.
Oh, I can talk about it.
You want to
talk? No
tell me
fault.
About it. Oh, yeah. So Russ has some hot takes on the portal. So that was my number one pick, but apparently it's the badness.
Yeah. So I went. Well, that's not the badness, but I went to Los Angeles for vacation for a few weeks, and while I was there, Pimax was like, "Hey, we're having this thing in partnership with Newegg. We'd love for you to come and stuff." And so I went, and it was basically like a demo showcase thing. And I didn't have a good impression of it. A lot of it had to do with just how they rolled it out. Like, for example, I was in line, you know, to like get there. I was probably the third person in line or whatever. By the time I got to the handheld, the battery was dead. Like, they hadn't charged it the night before. Like, come on, guys. And so, like, I only had like a couple minutes with it, and I'm just pushing it and stuff. And I mean, at the end of the day, I can see the potential of it and stuff, but that was not a very good demonstration because it was like, you know, my kids have a Switch, and we've had a Switch for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now or whatever.
Yeah.
And when you pick that thing up, you can feel all that use in it. Like, the Joy-Cons just are like sloppy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
how this thing was. So many people had handled it so much and stuff.
So maybe a fresh, clean travel device on the, would be better.
Maybe. But still, even the like shoulder button or the trigger buttons in particular, I was like, these are like straight out of Goodwill. Like, they were just
There's something about too, like, why wouldn't they put out like a new device every 2 or 3 stops along the way? You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, and so I'm hoping, you know, we're going to see them again at CES. I have some footage, but I don't think it's enough. Like, if I made a video right now, it would just be like, I saw it, and more to come. You know what I mean? And so I'm probably going to put that together with the CES stuff and actually sit down with them for a while. And so we'll see. The jury's still out, but we need more time.
I mean, and I'm still wondering about it, too. I know it's their first foray into the handheld market. Traditionally, they've made VR headsets, and they made some pretty freaking cool ones. They're known for these super wide field of vision, 200-degree field of vision headsets, where you can look into Skyrim VR and see just everything. You don't feel like you have goggles on, like you're having this tunnel vision. So I know that they're talented at making devices. They're probably not going to get a good handheld until Gen 2, Gen 3, I'm guessing, but I'm excited that they at least started down this path, that more of these bigger companies are starting down the path of making a handheld, like the Logitech.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I'm excited for
But, you know, even a huge company like Logitech still screwed up a couple things.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the D-pad sucks and stuff like that. So you can't imagine buttons. That a company like Pimax is going to knock it out of the park.
No.
Like, on day one.
No.
Face buttons.
Just,
I like face buttons.
No, they're okay. I wish they were taller. I wish they were a little taller.
Yeah.
No?
Even Russ probably wishes they were a little shorter. Get the Odin out. Get the buttons out. Let's go.
I'll get my caliper.
Bring it to CES. I'll bring my kit.
Out. Okay.
I just went through the airport the other day with this kit. So.
RHCon. Anyone who wants to make an RHCon out of our visit to CES, come down to Vegas. We'll meet up for lunch or something, or like, you know, go do something. I know Bill wanted to meet up and get some sushi, so let's do that kind of stuff if anyone's in the area.
I don't think we have any Saturday night plans yet. So
let's get a LAN party going. Come on,
the LAN party. Get the decks out.
Let's get Counter Strike Go going. Okay, so my handheld of 2023 I'm most hyped for, if not the Portal, which jury's out for me as well until I get hands on with it. I'm worried because it'll be even further at the end of their promotion train, and so by CES it's going to be just nasty. I'm scared.
Oh, snap! Cripnip's going to be at CES. He's working at CES.
Wait a minute.
Yeah,
Cripnip. Come say hi.
He's the one that
hangs out with us.
This swag.
Yeah, dude. It's game and eat.
Awesome. Absolutely.
Yeah, you got us these. Cripnip works for Roland and got us these sweet BRB RH monogrammed headphones. Super stoked on these. These are the he'll say in chat.
Sorry to interrupt. I get excited.
No, it's all right. Roland booth at CES. Yeah, we'll come visit, hang out.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so if not for the Portal, then KTR1.
Oh, yeah. Come on.
KTR1. What? 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 I know it's hype. I know that it's not.
Never gonna happen.
Dude, Nil said he was sending us a review unit. I know that it hasn't showed up yet, and I hope it shows up, and we'll see.
The KTR1 crap has been going on since August of 2021.
I know, man. And I know we've hidden the channel a few times along the way.
We have.
Yeah.
I can't allow myself to have any real feelings about it, all right, besides disgust at it not being here yet. Okay, so they've changed. He's changed the chip so many times. He changed the design so many times.
I know.
I really hope that it's real. But just like, it feels like the P60 to me.
All right. Well, I know it's not going to.
Yeah, I'm going to bring that up.
I know it's not going to beat the Odin. So if I want something to beat the Odin in high end Android to push Nintendo Switch even further, I'm trying to think what chipset is going to be over the 845 that's coming out in 2023. Help me out, guys.
Well, you saw AYN had a little New Year's graphic that they released the other day, and it said Odin, you know, Loki and Odin 2
Odin
in 2023.
Odin 2, right, and I saw a tweet about this, and I was going to look into it for next week's weekly, but Odin 2
that's
is
fine. That's what I pick.
Unless it has like a D1200 in it.
They put it in a little graphic.
What's the chip?
So I don't know.
There's a graphic? I'm going to go look at the graphic.
No, it's just, the graphic is literally like Happy New Year from AYN,
and it has
and
the
on
words,
the bottom it's
Odin,
the three names.
Yeah. Odin 2.
I don't think I ever canceled my Loki order with the I3 in it. What? Now that I'm thinking about it.
I have all of those Lokis still on order. Like, they've got thousands of dollars for me. Yes.
Yeah.
I canceled it's every ridiculous. Single one. I had like 5 or 6 pre-orders of like all
yeah,
the
you did.
And I now I've lost some faith. But the problem is that I love my Odin so much, so I'm very conflicted, very torn. Mm-hmm. Odin 2. Okay. Yeah. Odin 2 is going to be mine for 2023. If it's pushing past an 845, yeah. I mean, it's already the winner. That's our top. I know the XP Plus is our top end, okay? I know the XP Plus actually is our top end, but we don't talk about that.
I'm going to say something for our live stream homies here that have stuck around this long, all right?
What?
So I know for a fact, because I'm working on Android for the device, that there is a 3588, or a ROC chip 3588 device coming this year, mm-hmm. both in SBC single board computer like a Raspi, and in handheld form, so
and
being worked on.
They've released a previous device too, so
yes, you might be familiar from the 3326 days with this company that has released
this offshoot.
So
this
can't
of,
talk about it a whole lot. I'm just saying there's a 3588 device coming.
Yeah,
all right. It's actively being worked on.
You've been working on that one a little bit, so that's
I have it right here.
Yeah. Yep. Oh man, tees. King of the Tees. Dude, you're doing that talkie tease right now.
Hype master. Let's go.
All right. Hey, you want to hype something? How about I hype something for once?
You hype something. Get your hype on.
I sense that there is a possibly Snapdragon 865 device with a metal shell that's being released and worked on by somebody in this chat.
Are we talking about this?
Why not? Why not talk about it?
Is that what is that where we're doing this? Because I
don't know. It's something. It's cool. It's cool news. I just don't want to get too hyped too early about it. Of course.
All right.
But
so this is we're going to go ahead and announce it then. I guess.
Let's announce it.
We're working on an RH branded handheld. I'm working on an RH branded handheld. How about that?
Yeah.
It's a Snapdragon 865 device.
Dream device. It's Thor's dream device.
Yeah. It's my dream device. The first run is going to have a metal shell that I designed myself because that's what I do for a living. Probably the first run will be about 500 units, and then we'll see how it sells. If it doesn't sell well, that's okay. All right?
Yeah.
But we're going to have an 865 device on the market. I'm not going to put any timelines on it whatsoever, all right? And we're not trying to make cash. I just want to make a dream device.
Yeah, so. Thor's making his like ultimate dream device, perfect specs that are perfect to him, and we all get a little input on it, and it's been a lot of fun talking about it the last 6 months or so we've been designing this thing.
Yeah, probably 6 months we've been talking about it, and I've been working. I finally had a breakthrough on the Android for it the other day, which was that's a whole thing.
I know, but and that's why part of why Thor's been so quiet, everybody, too, is that he's been in the back shed just tinkering like a mad scientist, fine-tuning things for you all. So just we're excited about this to reveal some of this news. I happen to know a lot of the specs, but I will say nothing because I don't know. I'll let you
I will
leak
answer
whatever you want.
I will answer this one.
Yeah.
Quadzilla asked screen size. So I'm between two things. So this is going to be based off a phone, essentially, and that we're converting it, right? And then so we're either going to keep the phone and shrink it down just a little bit, this phone screen, or we're going to use the 552 screen because we actually have access to that. So.
Yeah, I voted the 552 screen personally. I mean, it's the best screen.
Yeah.
It's not like an OLED, but it's the best screen.
So it just depends on if we can get the adapter for the connector for it to fit on the motherboard.
And it just so happens
we're working on it.
We got a bunch of 552 screens on the cheaper end. So those are still available to get. So it's a reasonable thing to do. 865 chip, metal. Any other specs you wanted to drop while we're here?
Analog shoulder buttons, because of course, and obviously it's not going to be modular, and I'm not going to make any promises on this either, but I think I found a way to design it to where in the actual assembly process, we can make it so the D-pad and the analog stick are swappable in the factory. All right. So the shell won't be available for that. Right. But without having a different motherboard. So it'll be an add-on board. So.
Well, this is, this has been tough for me to keep a lid on. And I've already, I've chatted about it in DMs with people now, but it's been tough not to talk about this. And especially for the dang fact that I run a weekly handheld news show where I'm like, I know there's hype coming. But this is not something I really want to hype up. For one, that we're making it with the RH brand. It's going to be called the RH Legend. That's the prototype name anyways. RH Legend V1,
yeah.
Right?
V1, yeah. For right now.
RH Legend V1. And
Dr. Malevolent asked about the hall sensor sticks. Gula Kit was supposed to send me hall sensor sticks like in August, and I still don't have them. So if I can get my hands on bulk Gula Kit hall sensor sticks, then that's what I'm going to put in it. Mm-hmm. That's just the way it is.
Yeah. So. Yeah, and it has to be, right? I mean, it'd be silly to put in Switch sticks, and it'd be silly to put in Ambernic sticks. Just put in the Gula Kit sticks from the get-go. Yeah, so we'll be taking, I'm sure we'll open up some sort of suggestion channel and like early prototyping channel to talk a little more publicly about it soon. This is a community thing. It's not like a for-profit thing. Right, it's kind of like just a hobby.
It's just a passion
hobbyist.
Project.
So don't like expect us to be like these brands who are whatever they do. It's just us making a handheld for fun, and we'll sell it until we don't have any more, and then move on to something else. So, well, unless we love doing
we'll do
a G2.
I do have two questions that people just asked that I wanted to answer real quick about it. Will the module allow us to mod the sticks to hall sensor kits? So I'm planning on using Switch sticks for the base, right? So the Gula Kit hall sensor sticks, you should be able to swap them out. So definitely there. And then about a backing channel. So we've already secured essentially a company that's willing to produce a small run of the device for us. So we don't need to do a Kickstarter or anything like that. So,
yeah, we're solid. We're solid on the funding right now. Thor's just collecting.
If they're
going
to do a small run.
Yeah.
They're going to do a small run, and then if it sells well, if they sell out or whatever, then they're talking about doing a plastic shell run afterward. So that first set is going to be a metal shell. That's CNC. So
yeah, we're just gonna have fun with it. It's been kind of a fun little exercise, and it's something we've always joked about doing since the get-go, like since 2020, right? Like, what if we made a handheld, we put our own version of Lineage on it, picked the best launcher, picked a dev who would help us out turn their launcher into the main launcher, which we already have that secured. So we've had this project running about 6 months, and we'll keep it going and let you kind of know here and there, but not something we're going to talk about too much until we have stuff to reveal. So this is
This is
going to
be the last you hear of it.
This is the last you'll hear of it.
This is very early.
Yeah, we'll have
I just literally
later,
like 3 days ago, right after Christmas, got Lineage to boot to the boot animation for the first time.
Yeah, that was awesome
on
to see, by the way. That was awesome to see. I was like, oh, our baby's alive.
So. Our baby, she going.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's what I have going on. That's what my butt's been working on.
Well, you know what? You know what? If the Odin 2 isn't at least an 865, I mean, obviously, Thor, your device is best of 2023. I mean, I'm not biased or anything.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to, I'm not going to toot my own horn on
we
it.
We can't toot too much.
But I learned a lot from the Odin, to be honest with you, with its design and everything. So we're going to carry a lot of that over. So,
yep, it'll be fun.
Shorter buttons.
Shorter buttons.
Russ,
I will have buttons custom made for you. How about that? You get a prototype, you tell me what you think. Let's go.
We already asked Russ for a little wish list if one were to make a handheld, and he gave us some ideas. So we have some good things rocking here. I think it'll be a good mixture of what a lot of people like. I'm not going to be happy unless, of course, that joystick's up top, personally, on the left, but it's fine. You do whatever you want.
That's such a big thing. And I am going to make sure that it has Xbox style layout for the buttons.
Thank you. For me.
Instead of Switch.
What was my one? Insane. I had one like super OCD request for you. I can't remember what it was. And we were going back and forth in like a month about that.
Thumbstick depth? Something like that?
The thumbsticks, yes. We need big thumbsticks. Big sticks.
Yeah.
Big sticks for my big thumbs.
So how I'm going to try to solve that, I was actually talking with
Danny
about this the other day.
Give me
how I'm going to solve that is the wells for the thumbsticks, I'm going to make a little bit bigger and deeper so you can put an extension on the Switch sticks without losing any range of motion. All right, that's what I got.
It's fair. It's fair, and yeah. it's the Ghoulie kit, right? So we,
yeah. If I can get them,
or
if they will finish them, all right. Yeah.
All right.
And then probably a 6,000 milliamp hour battery as well.
Uh-huh. See, I always wish up here, and if we land right there, it's like I'm happy because the price point
we're gonna
for is $300 ish. Last I heard,
$350 to $425. Oh, I think, is what we're aiming at.
Had to raise it because of the yeah.
The batteries are just...
I know.
So
yeah, we ran into
and
some...
And we don't want to do like other people and put up 35 different SKUs, right, Russ? Don't,
yeah.
you, just,
one
don't
SKU.
You just love having 900 models?
Yeah,
one
exactly.
model. One option.
Two max. That's it.
Oh, there's
same specs across the board. Just well, because I want to see about the thumbstick and D-pad swapping is all, because that seems to be really important to the community.
Well, this will be fun. Well, we're excited to see what comes out of this for 2023. Mm-hmm. You're going to get firsthand news when this does happen, of course, here in RH. So stay tuned for that. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with you all for New Year's. I'm sure you all want to get on to doing stuffs with your peeps and...
What, hanging out with my family? Gross.
I mean, I'm going to play video games, but I mean, I'll hang out with my wife and kids too. I mean, it'll be fine.
I might go play
that's the joy of the handheld, right?
It is. You can
hang out with them and play your game.
I can watch.
That's right.
I can watch like Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs for the 100th time, and then actually be enjoying some cool Chivo's earnings on Castlevania Symphony of the Night. Golden Sun. That's fine. If you want to play Golden Sun, if you play Golden Sun anytime in 2023, you will get a full point. So just to let you know, that's how big the year
full
works.
Point
on
full
your
point,
sheet, which puts you into this giveaway. For next year.
And make sure that if you want to play Golden Sun, all right, that you DM Rapid a whole bunch about 100%ing Golden Sun, all right, to maybe see if we can get you an extra couple points. Just throwing that out there. Make sure you fill his DMs with it, all right?
Please do.
Please do. Oh, man. Happy New Year, everybody. This has been so much fun, and we've got so much content. Russ has so much content. Look at that beard. That's
so
the
much.
Content beard. That's what it is.
That is a content beard.
All right.
So much stuff in here. I got to pull out and make content.
That's right.
We're not
going to CES next
that's
week.
Right. That's right. We're not going to have RH Weekly this week because we'll be doing CES stuff. And so Aish or Damien will put together something to post out and let you know what the news, the haps was. But that's what we'll be doing. So the next time you see us, we're going to be, I think, doing a podcast from CES at some point. I don't know if we'll do
like
it live.
A live stream, something like that.
Yeah, we're going to
we'll figure something out.
We're going to, while we're there physically in person with each other, it'll be nice to, for once, not have any audio latency as we're recording. I'm so tuned in, Thor, to the rhythm of our voices with the lag,
right?
Accounting for the lag, that when we actually get in person, like, you and I are going to talk over each other the whole time because our brains are just maintaining this like -6 latency adjustment naturally, you know?
Oh, man.
We'll,
like, well, we've been doing it
doing?
For 2 years.
Yeah. This will be the first time that we've ever met in person. And with Russ, too. I mean, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very excited. The Retro Game Friends and live in action. Let's
in
go.
Action. Yeah, we're stoked for that. So thank you, everybody, so, so much for joining us for this live stream. We've had an awesome time hanging out with you for New Year's. Rapid for all the fun announcements. Russ for the beard. I'm sad that there was no chicken tonight. And
no chicken.
And just
for chicken early.
Just for like partnering up with RH and hosting. We're so honored that you host your Discord with us every year and continuing to.
Yeah.
And like, I don't care what kind of goat we have to sacrifice to keep that going, because we've really been loving it. I guess we'll just like hang
my
out
pleasure.
And continue to be friends. And then Thor, thank you for all you do for RH, man. You are just this dude who comes in, doesn't complain. You just come in and like just make the server awesome, and you make the best content, and you mod for people, and you're just a gentleman. So I'm excited to hang out with you.
We're doing thank yous.
Yeah,
okay,
we are. I'm thankful.
Rapid, I'm gonna throw this out there. Rapid, bro, you kill it with Game of the Month. It is so engaging. Yeah. People have so much fun. Thank you so much. And Stubbs, number one, thank you for fucking blindsiding me about the legend. Appreciate that. We did not discuss that beforehand, by the way.
No, we didn't.
Team, at all. Sorry. None. All right.
You know what?
But thank you. Thank you for making all your fun content and being the heart and soul of RH, because you really are. How about that?
Thanks, buddy.
And Russ, thank you for the beard. I can't wait
for the beard, Russ.
To see it first.
Take care of your
thank
Russ,
you
everybody.
For hosting me. Yeah, I love it.
Take care of your Russ, Andy.
Charles, I love cats.
Stubbs is the heat. It does get hot.
He
here,
is.
Though, when I record, I have like three lights on me. I have a light little, over here.
I got these LED panels because I used to use the fluorescent lights, and those would just man sweat, you know. But
yeah,
it still gets hot.
It does. Well, that's why I have a fan going. I have this little tiny.
No, I don't
pick it up in our affiliate description link. This is a fan from Amazon. This really feels good when I'm recording. Ah.
All right. Well, RH family, we love you. Thank you so much for the support. Look forward to more content, better content, continuing content in 2023. We love you. We love you. We love you. Catch you guys later.
Take care.
Happy New Year. Play some games.
Happy New Year. Fire Emblem, says Nate.